Okay, today is Daf Samach Aleph. We are on Samach Amud Beis, about six lines from the bottom, by the words Yiboy Lahu. Today's Daf is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, Zecha Nishmas Yitzlak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda, and Zecha Nishmas Fradel Bas Gavriel. Shalom Shalom and Leah. So we are in the midst of discussing different potential psulim in the Korban Pesach. Now again, let's remember that a Korban Pesach, the animal that's a Korban Pesach throughout the year, is a shlamim. A Pesach is a souped up shlamim, and in the remainder of the year, we consider a shlamim. So if you shechted a Korban, something that's set aside as a Korban Pesach, but you shechted it as a shlamim, let's just say, for lack of a better term, it's just a date, let's say on Purim, it would be kosher, because it's a shlamim. So yesterday, if you shechted it the same shlamim on Purim, it's kosher. If you had shinui kodesh, when it's low bismano, it makes it kosher. The negative makes the positive. So now when it comes to psulim, we have something called shina kodesh, when you change the karbon. You also have shina bailim, when you say you give the karbon in the name of the wrong owner. So that's what we're going to discuss now. Iboy luhu. Pesach sheshachtu b'shayimos hashana b'shinui bailim. So I have a karbon Pesach, it's supposed to be a karbon Pesach. Either it was shechted, let's say, the Purim, or a couple of days after, it was shechted after Pesach, whatever reason it wasn't done on Pesach. But you shechted it to shame people other than the ones who this korban was. It was set aside to be the korban of A, B, and C, and you shechted for D, E, and F. You shechted it for them. So it was Shari Mosh Hashanah, Shemim Abaylam, Mahu. What's the din? Is it kosher? Now, a Pesach, Erev Pesach, that shechted for the wrong person, is possible. Shelo L'shmo, we say korban Pesach is possible. What happens here now, when you shechted, does the negative on the wrong day make it kosher? Obviously, it won't be kosher as korban Pesach. It'll be kosher as a korban shlamim, right? So, yibayluhu Pesach sheshachtu b'shayim hashashana b'shinu baylim mahu. Do we say shinu baylim k'shinu kodesh damu machshelu? Oh, lo. Do we view the two psulim, shinu baylim, which is changing the owner, and shinu kodesh, which is changing the korban, as the same thing? We said yesterday a Pesach that was shechted on Purim with shame shlamim, meaning the same something other than the Pesach, makes it kosher. So maybe so too here. If you shecht it not on Pesach, with shame the wrong person, it makes it kosher. Something that changes the status of the Pesach, not on Pesach, would make it kosher. Right, Rashi says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So it says, oh, look. So Amar Rav Papa, Amrishlo L'shmaita Kamei D'Rava. Rav Papa says, I said this following for Rava. Rav Papa is Rava's student, so a lot of times you have Rav Papa talking to Rava, and also you have Girsa problems every now and then, whether it's Rava or Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says, I said this before Rava, and I said, listen, I'll make a comparison. Hoil v'shinoi kodesh poslo bismano, v'shinoi ba'ilim poslo bismano. Step A, both these things, if I have the wrong intent for the ba'ilim, and the wrong intent for the karban, bismano, meaning on Erev Pesach, that passels. So step one, shinui kodesh and shinui ba'ilim both passel the korban if you have that wrong intent on the day of the korban Pesach. And we also established yesterday that shinui ba'ilim, that shinui kodesh post mashinui kodesh post bismano. So shinui kodesh, which passels bismano, nevertheless machshiro, change the gears, shelo bismano. If I have the wrong intent for the wrong korban, say on Purim, it kashers it. So too, I'll say, Shinui Bailim, Shaposlo Bismano, Shinui Bailim is also by the wrong intent of the ownership at the time of the Korban Pesach, that makes it Potsol, then I'll be Machshiro Shalob Bismano. It will Machshir the Korban Shalob Bismano. So if, according to him saying, if on Purim, I had this Korban Pesach, I have intent for D, E, and F, even though it's supposed to be for A, B, and C, it'll be Machshir the Korban to the fact that it'll be Kosher Shlomim. It'll be a good Shlomim. So the Gemara says, it's got Amar Li, and Rav said back to me, no, is a difference between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, and therefore you can't compare them. He says, Amar Li Lo, Ia Amarta B'Shinui Kodesh. Let's just read them first. For the things by Shinui Kodesh, again, Shinui Kodesh means I change the carbon, Shinui Bailim means I change the owner, there are four different things by Shinui Kodesh that don't apply by Shinui Kodesh that don't apply by Shinui Bailim. Im Amart B'Shinui Kodesh, number one, Shekem Psula B'Gufo, it's an inherent psul in the carbon. V'yeshno ba'arba avodos, and it applies by all four avodos, right? The four avodos, shechita, kabbalah sadam, halacha sadam, zrika sadam, shechting, capturing the blood, walking the blood from mizbeach, and then sprinkling the blood from mizbeach, it applies to those four. V'yeshno la'achar misa, And Shinui Bailim, Shinui Kodesh applies even after the death of the owner. I mean, if the owner dies and the Yorshim are bringing it, you can't change it, say, Akatas is now an Ola. Right? And Yeshno Betzibur B'Yachid, it applies by Korban Sibur and applies by Korban Yachid. Tomar, we just say that the same thing applies by Shinui Bailim, the Aim Sulbagufo, it's not up Sulbaguf, the Ain of Abravos, it's not by Abravodos, the Ain of Akhra Misa, it doesn't apply after Misa, the Ain of Betzibur K'Yachid, it doesn't apply by Tzibur B'Yachid. Basically, it gives a list of four things, which we have to explain, four things that apply by Shinui Kodesh that don't apply by Shinui Bailim. And just like Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are not the same by these four things, so too we can say that it's different if I have this wrong intent on the Korban Pesach, not Bizman Pesach. Shinui Kodesh will mocksher it Shalo Bizman Pesach, but Shinui Bailim will not mocksher it. So one of these four things. Number one, Shinui Kodesh is Shekim Psuo Bagufo. Right, Rashi says Psuo Bagufo, Shemachshavato El Etzmol Shel Korban. The machshava is about the carbon itself. It's not about something outside the carbon. It's about the carbon. The yeshno ba'arba avodos, Rashi says, the idea of Shinui Kodesh applies by all four avodos. Shachar o kibol damo, o zarek o halach, shelo lishmo, pasol. If you have this intent in any of the avodos, that will pasol. The chol arba avodos dam yafinu leposol, the harakam nezvachim. So we learn it out that the psul applies by all four avodos. If I have the wrong intent to throw the blood during Shechita, have the wrong intent to throw the blood at, you know, in any of the four avodos, that applies, that passes it. And, we'll get to what's the difference between Shina Bailam, and Yeshu La'achar Misa, it applies by after Misa. Rashi says, Mes, right, if the person who's supposed to bring the korban dies, Beno Mevi Korban Aviv, the son, the Yorish, brings the korban, Lim Shachta Shalo L'Shmo, if he shechted it for the wrong korban, Lo Alashim Chova, then he didn't complete the obligation, so then the trust has to bring, right, the deceased trust has to bring another korban, and also it applies by korban sibor, korban yachid. If I have a korban sibor, like, I don't know, param doishal sibor, and I have it for the wrong intent, it's going to pasul. If I have a korban yachid, a korban chatas, I have the wrong intent, it's going to pasul. However, by shinui bailim, it's different. Right, Rashi says, aval b'shinui bailim, Mechashev bedaver acharhu the ein of arba avos b'sharp pesach and pesach. Every carbon other than carbon than pesach, shinui bailim. If I have a wrong intent for the wrong owner, it would only take a case. It would only take effect if I have that intent at the zrika. By carbon pesach, I'll only take effect if I have that intent at the shechita. Right? He says, "Delo akiron lachila asil akar." Lo shayach shinui bailim ela bezrika. The carbon is meant for kapara, and the kapara is when you do the zrika. So when it comes to shinui bailim, if I shech the carbon, right, I'll menas that it's on for the wrong owner. If I collect the blood for the wrong owner, doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter. It's only if I have intent when I throw the blood for the wrong owner, that's going to make impact. So therefore, it's less chamor than shinui kodesh. Shinui kodesh, if I have the wrong intent in any of the avodas, it will cause a psul. Let's just finish this. Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo shayach shinui bailim ela bezrika she'ein lo bekarban ela kapara so the kapara less ela bezrika." The whole point is by this is kapara. Kapara is by the zrika. The chimarvin and shara avodas besut lepotel b'shinui bailim. Aye, when we say that all the other in zvachim, it does say that shinui bailim applies by all other avodos. That is. Lo marbinan ela shochet lischaper acher bezrikas damo o molech o mekaba lizrok l'shem acher o zarek mimen l'shem acher. It's only if you had intent during avoda one to throw the blood for the wrong person, as opposed to shinui bailim. If I shech shinui kodesh, if I shech l'shem a different karban, if I do any of the avodas for a different karban, that would pasul it. But by shinui bailim, if it's only if I have the intent to throw the blood for a different person. Right, aval shochet l'shem acher, shetei shchita levado shem acherim, aval shas shchita ein daito alazrika, ela b'alav kasher. So that would be kasher. Okay, now the Korban Pesach is different, because on Pesach, the ikar of Korban Pesach is the achila, so then everything, the shinui bailim would only apply by if you shechted for the wrong person. If you had intent to shecht for the wrong person, then that's the ikar, the crux of the Korban Pesach. But you see, there's a big difference. Now, when it comes to shinui, number one, when it comes to shinui, by Kodesh, it applies after death. When it comes to Shinui Kodesh, intent in any avoda will pass on the karbon. As opposed now to Shinui Bailim, if you after death I guess Shinui Bailam doesn't may have an impact. And also after Shinui Bailam only applies if you have in mind that the Zrika should be for somebody else. That's number two. Number three was, we said by Shinui Bailam, what do we say? We said by Shinui Bailam that it's not psul bagufo. We said that also because Shinui Bailam, it's a psul not in the carbon, it's on the outside. And Eino Katsibur B'yachid, when it comes to Shinui Bailam, how do you have that by carbon sibur? Everybody's a Bailam. I don't have intent for somebody. Who else are you having intent for? It's for the sibur, so it doesn't apply. So therefore, you see, it's four distinctions. Now the Gemara says, you know what, to be honest, it's really only two distinctions. It says, the Afagav the Tarti Lavdafka. Even though two are not, are Lavdafka, Tarti and Miyadafka, two really are a distinction. So what's the Lavdafka? The Maishmai Shinui Bailam, the Lord of Psulu Begufa. Why do we say that Shinui Bailam is not a Psul in the Guf? Why? The Psulu Machshav Ba'almahi. Because it's just a Machshava. I have the wrong intent. He says Shinui Kodesh Nami, Psul Machshav Ba'almahi. It's also just the wrong intent. It's not an actual inherent Psul in the Guf of the animal. It's, I made an intent. My intent was wrong. So to by Shinui Bailam, the intent is wrong. Visu had the Amr Shinui Bailam Enel Achar Misa, that which we said also that Shinui Bailam, the intent for the wrong owner, doesn't apply Achar Misa, that's not the Koladeya. He holds that there is Shinui Bailam Achar Misa. So if someone dies, and the Yorshim bring the carbon, and they bring it to the carbon for their father Yaakov, and the Kohen has intent for Yosef's carbon, according to Rav Pinchas, the Yorshim would have to bring another carbon. Okay? So it's only two that are really a distinction. Right, Tarti, Mia, Dafka, Ninu. But two distinctions are for sure. Number one, about the differences in the Avodas, when you have the intent, and number two, by Tzibur B'yachid. So Ella Amar Rava, so Rava says, Pesach Sheshechato, the Pesach Din, from our original question, a Pesach that you shechted, B'shayim Mosh Hashanah, you shechted on Purim, but Shinui Bailam, with the intent for the wrong owners, Nasin Kemisha Eino Bailam Dizmano, it's the same thing as you do it if a carbon Pesach is brought without ownership on Pesach, which means it's possible. It's still possible. Shinui Bailim is not a negative enough to kasher the Korban Pesach into a kasher Shlamim if you had Shinui Bailim when he shefted it, let's say, on Purim. Okay. So that is that. What part of the easier Gemara for today? I love saying that because later on the Gemara is going to be like beyond difficult. Okay. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. Now, Shachto Shalola Ochlov. You shefted the Korban Pesach Almanas, so that people who are not able to eat it, not that they're possible, they're just physically unable to eat the Korban Pesach, or you shechted it shalol l'menuyav, you shechted it for the wrong chabura. This is Pesach for chabura A, and it was done, the avodah was done for the korban for chabura B, right? Or you shechted it l'ayrelim, right? Or you shechted it for Jews who are non-circumcised. Again, these aren't Rishayim, these are Jews who, for whatever reason, there's a bris milah is dangerous for them. The brothers died from something like that, hemophiliacs or something, and therefore they're not allowed to have a bris milah. Nevertheless, they're still not allowed to eat the korban pesach. The arelim, or you shechted it l'tameim. You shechted it for people who are tamei, who are forbidden from eating the korban pesach. Pasul. All these makshavos make the korban pesach pasul. However, la'ochlav v'shalola achlav. If you had intent for people who physically are unable to eat and people who are physically able to eat, you mixed it up. Right, he said, "Amnas sheyochlu on healthy people and non-healthy people." L'menuyav shalolim nuyav. If I had intent to say, "Okay, this is for chabur A," so yeah, this is going to be for chabur A and for chabur B, so it's still going to be kosher. L'mulim v'larelim. If I have intent for those who are gemalt and those who are not circumcised, l'tamei and l'tahorim. I have the mixed intent for those who are tamei and those who are tahor. Kosher. It is kosher since you in the kavana you had four people who are kosher to eat the korban pesach and the sechazayis of it, it's going to be kosher. As opposed to the previous mishnah, which shalashma shaloshma was no good. Here, if you have a mixed intent, it's going for the korban pesach. It's going to be okay. The gemara gives a few more rules. The mishnah shchato kodem chatzos. You shechted the korban pesach before chatzos. Right, the korban pesach is mostly brought after in ben harabayim, right? And you shechted it before chatzos. So then it's pasul because it's at the wrong time. You shechted it at the wrong time. Right? It's like shechting something at a regular korban at night. Although it's the wrong time. Mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says shachatu is called das Yisrael ben harbayim in the afternoon between the two erevs, which we discussed in the beginning of the parak. That's when you have the obligation to bring the korban pesach. Now, also, what happened? Shachato, you shechted it after chatzos, but kodem l'tamid. right? We just established that the Korban Pesach comes after the Talmud Shabbat Arbayim, right? Come the thing that says Erev Arbayim, it was going to come after the thing that just says Arbayim once. But what'd you do? You went ahead and you jumped the gun. It is Ben Harbayim, but we haven't done the Korban Tamid yet. So you shechted the Pesach before the Korban Tamid. Kasher, nevertheless, even though the Chachil is supposed to shechted after Korban Tamid, if you shechted it before the Korban Tamid, it is still going to be Kasher. Ubovad, however, sheyeh echa mimareis bedamo ad sheyizrak ha-tamid. You have to wait. You're supposed to wait until the blood of the Korban Tamid is sprinkled on the Zbeach. So what do you do with your blood of the Korban Pesach? It also has to be sprinkled. It's going to congeal. So you have somebody, you know, stir the blood until the Korban Tamid blood is sprinkled, and then you take the Korban Pesach blood and you throw it. However, im nizrak, if you didn't do that, if you shechted it, and then you threw the blood on the Mizbeach before the blood of the Korban Tamid, nevertheless, b'diavad, it's still going to be kosher. Those are the rules set down. Now the Gemara quotes a braisa. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzad shalola ochlov. What does it mean, shalola ochlov? I'm going to shecht it for somebody who can't eat it. That is the shemchola or shemzokein. I shecht it for somebody who's ill, somebody who's elderly, and they are physically unable to eat a kazayis. Ketzad shalola nuyov. What does it mean, I shecht it for not for those who are appointed on it? Shenimnu alav chavura zu, that benebu chavura of this, that's their carbon pesach. And I shecht it l'shem chavura acheres, shecht it for the intent of a different chavura. So minohan yimili, where's the source that you have to shecht the Korban Pesach for somebody who can eat it, and for the right group? The Torah says mitana rabbanan in order to b'risa. The Torah says, Pesach's parsha, it says bimichsas. The word bimichsas nefashos ish lefi ochlo takos wasaseh. Michsas is a lashon of counting. It's a lashon of minyan. So milamed she'ein pesach nishkat el lemenuyav. It says bimichsas nefashos. On those who are appointed, those are the ones you have to check the Korban Pesach for. Yochol shechato shalo demenuyav yeh over al hamitzvah, right? The kasher. Maybe you would say, okay, it's supposed to be for this carbon. Maybe it's only like the chachila. But the advent, if I did it for the wrong group, so maybe I guess the carbon is still going to be kasher. Not sure for which group, but maybe the advent will still be kasher. Maybe it's not liikuva, not tamad lomar. Therefore, the pasuk says at the end of the pasuk, it says the word b'michsach tachosu again. It says b'michsas, and at the end of the pasuk it says tachosu. So therefore, it's repeated twice. The rule is shinu elav akasav la'akev. When it comes to kasher, if the Torah mentions this idea twice, it means it's liikuva. Even b'diavad, it wouldn't be good. Therefore, a kasher shana elav la'akev. The pasuk is repeating itself to liikuva. So the idea of michsas is repeated twice. They say it has to be for those who are counted in the korban. And therefore, those who are counted in the korban are the ones you have to shecht it for. So we've established it has to be shechted for those who, for the menuyov. In a moment, we're going to see what about for the hasid people who eat it. Right? So now, Rebbe says, and apparently he's not arguing, he's just explaining, Rebbe says that the word tachosu is also lashon sorsi. It's an Aramaic word, right? Sorsi is like mixed up. It's an Aramaic word, who? Lashon sorsi who? Kisha adam sha'oma lechavero, like a person says to his friend, kos li tleze, shecht for me this sheep. So tachosli means shecht for me. It has to be for me. It has to be for the people who are appointed on this korban. So the Gemara then says, okay, great. Ashkechon shalol menuyav. You just proven from the Torah where you have to where proven that it has to be shechted only for those who were appointed as on the chabura. But shalol menuyav would be possible. Shalol ochlov minolei. How do I know it has to be? Let's say everybody in this group is chola and they're not unable to eat it. So therefore, and you had intent only for people who can't eat it. They're physically unable to eat it. How do you know that that's not good? Shalola ochlov minole. Amakra, the pasuk says, we talked about shechting forces, ish lifi ochlo tachosu. So it says, lifi ochlo, eating, tachosu, those who are appointed. Itkish ochlo menuyo. There's a hekesh, a comparison between those who eat and those who are appointed on the carbon. So just like those who are appointed on the carbon, it has to be intent for them. So the carbon has to be intent for people who are going to be physically able to eat it. Okay. Now, that's going to take up the rest of today's daf and some of tomorrow's daf as well. It's pretty difficult because what ends up being is that we quote a brisa, and we're going to interpret the brisa conveniently, basically. There's going to be machlokas, and they're going to try to use this brisa as a source. So one side of the machlokas is going to interpret the brisa for their favor, and one side of the machlokas is going to interpret the brisa for their favor. It's a very cryptic. It's a cryptic brisa in the sense that it doesn't seem to be addressing this machlokas. What is this machlokas? Shchato, you shechted the Korban Pesach, lemulin. You shechted the Korban Pesach on that for when you had intent to shecht it, the shechita was going to be done for those who have bris milah, lemulin. That's good. However, al minash she yiskatru bo arelim. But I shechted it on condition that the kapara, that every carbon has a little bit of kapara to it. Even though the carbon pesach is not brought for a sin, there's kapara. Even the olah and the dava, it has kapara. So he shechted it al minash she yiskatru bo arelim, right? But the kapara should be only for those who are not circumcised. Interesting, right? I shecht it on condition that the karbon will be good only for those who are uncircumcised. Why you would do that, I don't know. But that's what the problem. Like the Mishnah had said, if you shechted it la'arelim v'shalol la'arelim, that's okay. But here you have your intent for your zrika is going to be only for those who are arelim. So what's the problem? Is that good or not? So, right, amanashi yiskapru bo arelim b'zrika. Rav Chisda Amar Pasul. Rav Chisda says it's Pasul. Rava Amar Kasher. Rava says it's Kasher. Again, by the Korban Pesach, though, we mentioned before, the main thing is the Achila. So maybe the Shechita is the only thing that matters, and the Zrika doesn't matter. Or maybe the Zrika doesn't matter as well, because here, the Shechita was good, because the Shechita was for Mulin. It's the intent for the Zrika is for the Arelin. So Rav Chisda Amar Pasul, why? Rav Chisda says it's Pasul, Yesh Machsheves Arelin Bezrika. That if you have intent for Arelin during Zrika, the Korban Pesach, it has impact. There is no impact of the machshava for arelim mizrika. Again, there's a tension, inherent tension in a korban pesach. Is it like a regular korban where the focus is on the zrika, or is this really such a separate korban where the focus is on the shechita? Because the korban pesach, the mitzvah is the achila, and for most other korbanos, the kapara comes about through the zrika. Again, the kohanim have to eat it, but the zrika is what impacts the kapara. Here, it's the you don't say the korban pesach until you actually have the eating lady. So this later. So there's this sort of tension which has been expressed in this machlokas. How do we view this korban pesach? Do we view like a regular korban? View like a regular korban. Well, then the zrika is going to be impactful. If you have intent for the wrong people, the zrika is going to be impactful. Or we view it separately as a different type of korban that's solely focused on the achila. So therefore, the shechita is the ikur. And having intent during the Zrika is not impactful. So that seems to be the underlying thread. So Amar Rava. Rava says, Mino Aminala. Where did I learn, where's my source, that if you shecht it for those who have bris milah, al-manas that it'll be kapara for those who don't have bris milah, it's still kosher. Meaning the intent for the Zrika is not impactful. Titania, he has this following brisa. Okay. The Bryce is asking that we know that an Arel is possible for the Korban Pesach, right? The Pesach says, V'chol Arel lo yochol bo. And since he's not allowed to eat it, so someone who shechts it, l'shmo, for him, is going to be possible. So if you shecht it for an Arel, we know it's possible, right? It says, Mino Amin, La Netanya. The Pesach says, it says, Yochol yifsol b'nei chabura hebayin imo. Right? We know that you're not allowed to shecht it for someone who is not brismila. What happens if there's somebody who's not brismila amongst the group who everybody else has brismila? Right, so yachol yisol b'nei chabor yibayin imo. You might have thought, or you might say, that just like you can't shecht it for someone who's an arel, the arel is going to ruin the group also. So if you shecht it for a group that has an arel inside, it would also be pasul. V'dinhu, and you would think that maybe that would be logical. Hoil umau arla poseles. Right, the idea is the question the Bryce is raising is whether or not an arel in the group ruins the group. Right, so hoil, you would think hoil arla poseles. We know that an arel pasuls a korban pesach. Vituma poseles, and we know that tuma pasels a korban pesach. Ma tuma lo asaba mitzas tuma b'chol tuma. We know that if you have one person who's tummy in the group, that doesn't rule the entire group. So just like one person who's tummy in the entire group doesn't rule the entire group, so too af orla lo asaba mitzas orla chol orla. So too, you would say that one orl in the whole group will not ruin the group. That's one side. O klachta derech zo, or you can learn it go this way. O klachta derech zo. Holiel, you would say, since the Orla poseles, and Orla pasels Korban Pesach, and Zman posel, if you have the intent for the wrong time, that's Bigel. If I shecht the Korban Pesach, I'm an ass that we're going to eat it tomorrow, the next morning, that pasels it, because that's what we eat at night. So there's a two psul. The question is, which psul are we going to compare the Orla to? So he says, Oklach the Zu, Ho, Orla poseles, Man posel, Ma Zman, if I have intent just to have a little bit, one kezias at the wrong time, passes the whole carbon. So one RL will ruin the whole thing. Are we going to compare the RL to Tame, and therefore say one RL doesn't ruin the whole group, just like one Tame doesn't ruin the whole group? Or are we going to compare Orla to Pigel, which says that just like Pigel, one little kezias ruins the whole carbon, so too one RL will ruin the whole korban. Again, there's like this sort of tension here. Are we comparing it So his Gemara says, Nir lemidome. Well, let's see the machshava for the orla, which is it more comparable to? Danyim davar she'eno noeg b'chol hazvachim, midavar she'eno noeg b'chol hazvachim, ba'ayuchir zman she'noeg b'chol hazvachim. Well, let's look. Zman, idea of pigol, applies to all korbanos. The idea of orel and the idea of tamei only apply to korban Pesach. A non-orel can send us korban chatas. A non-orel can send us korban orla, and a person who's tamei, he can't go into Beis HaMikdash, but he can send a korban chatas. He can send somebody else as a shliach to do it. Orla and tuma are only psulim in korban Pesach. Again, it's a different type of korban. So let's compare these two things that only apply to korban Pesach, and not compare the orla to something only orla, which is something that only applies to korban Pesach, and compare it with something that applies to all korbanos. Pigel applies to all korbanos, and therefore orla is more similar to tuma because those are specific things by korban Pesach, and therefore just like one tummy person doesn't ruin the whole group, one orla person is not going to ruin the whole group. Right? Or klach l'derech zo. Or you can say, no, go the other way. Done in davar shlo hutter michlolo, mi davar shlo hutter michlolo, bi'al tochiyav tumma shlo hutter michlolo. Step number one, tumma sometimes will be kosher. If most of the people, if the only thing that was holding us back for bringing a korban Pesach is the fact that we're tamei, we're okay. Tumma hutter b'tzibor, it would be okay. We could bring the korban Pesach. So tumma has sometimes up tour. It has sometimes there's a way to bring it, but never will a korban Pesach be kosher for an RL, and never will a korban be kosher if you have the wrong intent for the time. So let's judge something that has no exceptions with something that has no exceptions, as opposed to comparing something that has no exceptions with something that has exceptions. And therefore, the RL will be compared to pigol, just like pigol passes, even if it's a small amount in the carbon, passes the whole thing. So to an RL, even if it's one carbon, one person will pass the whole thing. Which way do we go? How do we compare it? So Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, Zos chukas ha-pesach, v'chol aro yochol ba. So what does it mean, Zos? So my Zos, now we have to, that's the Brisa. Now we have to interpret the Brisa to explain our Machlokas. Again, the Machlokas is when you had the Shechted, the Korban Pesach, on Kimanas, that only Arelim will get the Kapara. Right, so Rabba said that it was kosher. Rabba said it was kosher, and Rav Chisda said it was possible. So now we have this whole Brisa. So my Zos? What does the word Zos teach us? So in Lema, if it's come, you might say that it's come to teach us Tikula Orla Pasla, that only if you shech the Korban Pesach for only Arelim, for all Arelim, that will make it possible. Miksasa lo pasla, but if I shecht it just for a few people or Arelim, then for Arelim and Molim, that wouldn't be possible. Hai mikol aro nafka. We already learned enough in the words mikol aro. It says kol, if they're all Arelim, then it makes it possible. So I know if it's not all Arelim, it is going to be kosher. So elalav, so what does Zos come to teach us? Elalav hachketani. This is what's coming to teach us. Tamalomar v'chol orel. It says v'chol orel. Kula arlo pasla, miksasa lo pasla. Only if it's shechted it for all Arelim is a pasla, but if there's miksasa Arelim, it's not pasla. V'chitei mehu adin lezrika. You might say the same thing applies if I shechted amanas, to throw the blood for non-Arelim. The kula arlo mir pasla, that only if I throw it for all Arelim, it's going to be pasla. But if I throw it for miksasa Arelim, it's going to be kosher. Tamalomar zos. It says specifically zos. Only by shechita, who the kula arla mi apostle? Only by shkita, if I have intent for 100% arelim, is it going to be apostle? Aval zrika, so zos, meaning only on the, zos is a limiting word, saying that rule only applies to zrika, by to shkita. Aval zrika, but when it comes to zrika, filu kula arla nami apostle. When it comes to zrika, even if I have intent for all arelim, it's not going to be kosher. Again, a convenient way to interpret the brisa. So the Gemara says, okay, so why would zrika be less chamor than shkita? The way we learn now is that Shchita for all Arelim, no good. Zrika for all Arelim, no problem. Why? Why would Shchita be more chamor than Zrika? He says, V'chitei ma'mai kula b'zrika. What's this leniency by Zrika? The ein machsheves ochlim b'zrika. Because if you throw the blood for the wrong person to eat it, that doesn't pass to the Korban Pesach. Well, again, the Korban Pesach is all about achila, so the achila is judged by the shchita. So if toshinui bailim, like we said before, the shchinui bailim for the Korban Pesach only applies if I have an intent by the shchita. So therefore, by Zrika, which doesn't have that issue, it's going to be more mekel, and will allow me to throw the blood for only our Elim would still make it kosher. All right?
That is written to include Kabbalah and
No. Tzav. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what if they're...
What if they're what?
I mean, can they be invalidated by... Or do they invalidate the...
No, only Shechita. The only issue by Korban Pesach for Shinui Ba'alim, we saw it in the Rashi before, is only by Shechita. Right. Okay, so that is how Rava interprets the Brisa. The Rav Chisda says, no, I'll interpret the Brisa differently. Rav Chisda says, Ad Rava. No, different. Le'idach Kisa. Let's interpret the Brisa the other way. Right, okay, we have this Brisa. The Brisa said, the problem was with Zos. What does the Zos come to, it's limiting. What does Zos come to limit? So Talmud Lomer, from the Pasuk, it says, V'chol Orel. Right, it says, V'chol Orel, all Orel, Kula Orla Pasla. That teaches us that all, if you have in mind for only Arelim, all Arelim, it's going to be possible. Miksasa lo psala. But for Miksat, it's not going to be possible. I mean, if I shechted the carbon for Arelim only, possible. I shechted the carbon for Arelim and Mulin, kosher. Aval Zrika, but I'll say by Zrika, afilo miksasa naripsula. I'll say by Zrika, even if I threw the blood for a mixture of Arelim and Mulin, it would be kosher. It would be puzzle. I mean, his starting point is already differently than Rabba. Rabba said, "Oh, only by Zerika do you have by Zerika if they were mixture, it's kosher. And by Zerika, even if it's all Arelim, it's puzzle." But Rav Chisda says, "No, by Zerika mixture is kosher, but by Zerika if it's only Arelim, it would be puzzle." Avas Zerika filu miksasa nami psula the chitema. Even by Zrika, even if it was just the mixture, would be possible. The chitema huatim la Zrika, maybe say that applies to Zrika also, that the Zrika would only be possible if it just was done for only Arelim. How do I know that the mixture is also, right? It says, chitema huatim la Zrika, the adiika kula arla lo psala. It's not going to be possible unless the Zrika is done on behalf of people who are only Arelim. Tamalom arzos. Comes zots and limits it only to shechita. Shechita hu demiksasa lo psala. It's shechita that only if there are not if there's a mixture of arelim and non-arelim is it kosher. Aval zrika fi demiksasa pasla. But zrika, even if there's a miksasa, even if it's of some, it's going to be pasla. What am I limiting? So again, it's this tension between what the korban pesach is. It's a korban pesach seems to be saying that korban pesach is like a regular korban. So if you're doing the zrika, which is where you get kapara for Arelim, it's no good. Because any psula that the korban has, the impact is by Zrika. Rabbi says, no, the impact's by Shechita. I don't care what you're doing by Zrika, because this is not like a regular korban. So the Gemara says, okay, now Zrika here for Rav Chisda is more chamor. Why do we say that Zrika is more chamor? The chitim my chumah the Zrika. Again, Zrika is more chamor here now, because we just established going to Rav Chisda that even if I have a mixture of Arelim and non-Arelim when it comes to Zrika, it's going to be possible. Rabbi chitim, and therefore if I definitely have only if I have only Arelim, it's going to be pasul. So why is Rika more chamor than Shechita? Lo mikba pigul ela bezrika. The halacha of pigul only applies by the Zrika. What does that mean? The rule by pigul, Mati, we're back to pigul. The rule by... It's not that it's... What it means is that pigul takes impact only once the Zrika is done. The rule by pigul is that pigul can be the only psul in the karban. Right, if I create pigul at the shechita, and then later on I drop all the blood, so there's a different psul in the karban, then the item's not pigul. The only way pigul takes effect is that that's the only issue with the karban. How do I know it's the only issue in the karban? That means I did pigul at step A, and I went and I finally did the zrika. So this pigul only gets established at the time of the zrika. Zrika is the final nail in the coffin to create the zrika. Look at Rashi. Rashi says. Right. Okay.
It's also invalidated immediately.
No, it's not. Doesn't get the status of pigle. It doesn't get the pigle meaning that if you ate it, you chayiv karis. It only gets the status of pigle if the rest of the carbon is then completed properly. If there's another psul throughout the process, it doesn't get the status of pigle. It has to. The pigle can be the only psul in the korban, in order for that piece of meat to now get the status of pigul, that if somebody eats it, they'd be chayav karis. That's the rule. Right, that's right. Rashi says, the Rashi, the chitema, my chumah, the zrika. The Rashi is the fourth wide line. He says, look at, so go to the second line there. Delo mikayim pigel el bezrika. The only time, when does the pigel get stamp of approval for pigel? That's only at once the zrika is completed. Im chishev me'achad me'arba avodos. If you had, like your case, you had machshava during one of the arba avodos. Kabbalah sadam. I'm going to be a kabbalah sadam to throw the blood at the wrong time. Right, so im chishev me'achad me'arba avodos amanas le'echol menu chazayas chutz l'zmano. I said, all right, so I did one of the avodos. I did kabbalah sadam on amanas that I'm going to eat a chazayas chutz l'zmano. Pigelu, it's pigel. V'chayavin lav karis. And anyone who eats it is chayav karis. I feel achol menu tos mano, even if you didn't wait and you ate it. Right, you ate it in the right time. Tziva nefesh ocheles mimena avono tisa. Someone who eats this piece of meat will get the punishment. Ubovad, provided, however, sheyasu kol haavodos shela acharel shelo b'psul acher. That you do all the other avodos without another psul. Ella o b'shtika, either you're quiet the rest of the time. O b'kashrus, you do b'kashrus, right? Amanas talks as mano. Amanas pigel kamosa. You do the whole thing b'kashrus. Avachishe ba'achas haavodos shela acharel psul acher. Let's say during the Shechita, I had in mind to eat the carbon chutz l'zmano. And during the Kabbalah, I had in mind to eat the carbon chutz l'mkomo, in the wrong spot. It's no longer pigel. Pigel has to be the only psul in the carbon. And when does that finally get established? At the Zrika. So Zrika is a more chamor, because Zrika is the seal for when you can do, for when pigel is established. That's why Zrika is more chamor, and that's why Chizda would say that by Zrika, if you have in mind for Arelim, it's going to be puzzle, even by the Korban Pesach. Okay. So then Rav Ashi asks, I don't understand this whole thing. We're going to ask Rav Ashi's question, and tomorrow we're going to get, Rav Ashi is going to reject this Hezber, and then, who gave this Hezber? And then tomorrow we're going to give Rav Ashi's explanation. So what is the Machlona? So Rav Ashi, Maskele Rav Ashi. I mean, the whole point, the starting point of the place of the Rav of Chizda was how they interpreted the word v'chol arel. V'chol arel they interpreted meant to be that if everybody is arel, he says, wait a second, v'chol arel can mean any individual arel, not everyone is arel, but any individual arel, right? Anyone. Mimayda hay v'chol arel kula mashma. Dilma hay v'chol arel mashma kol dehu arla, which would mean that anybody is who's an arel. So therefore, v'chol arel means if you have any arel in the group, it would make it possible. You just said that if it's mixture, it would be kosher. Maybe v'chol arel means anybody in the group would be possible. Kasa rachmana zos, therefore the Torah is the limud of the zos, comes to teach us the adi ika kula orla lo psala, that unless, until everyone is possible, then it would make it possible. Lo shna b'shlita lo b'zrika, make no difference for shlita or zrika. You would need to have everybody in the group to be an RL in order for it to be puzzle. So, but you guys had the wrong starting point. You weren't talking about the chol, meaning everybody, the first step is everybody's puzzle. And when it comes to Rav Ashi, he says, no, the chol, the starting point is only one person is puzzle. And then comes Zos to teach us that you need everybody to be puzzle. So therefore, that goes like neither of you guys. So tomorrow we're going to pick up what's the machlokus between Rav and Rav Chizda about whether or not if you have intent for Arelim, right? Amanasha Yikru Arelim. We have intent for Arelim for the Zrika, whether that is a psul or not. Okay, we'll stop here. Very confusing. It's worthwhile to review it if you have time. Very confusing. Okay, everybody have a good day.